and welcome to Secrets of the Heart, Women's Journey Towards God. I'm your host, Amanda, and we're so glad that you tuned in today. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about my biggest sin, which is anxiety, and how to overcome it. Worry, fear, and anxiety. That's an ugly package, which exemplifies my biggest sins. They are things that I've been battling my whole life to overcome, which is why I believe the Lord told me to share on this topic for you guys. I know in the society that we live in nowadays, we have so much going on. We're so busy. We have so many things on our calendars. Just one day, we can have a billion different things on our to-do list and tasks that we need to get done. Not to mention all the other stuff that's added on just by bumping into people or problems that pop up that we're not expecting. And I believe all those things cause a lot of anxiety. So I want to share with you guys the definition of these three words. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the definition for worry is mental distress or agitation resulting from concern, usually for something impending or anticipated. Fear is an unpleasant, often strong emotion caused by anticipation or awareness of danger. And anxiety, an apprehensive or uneasiness or nervousness, usually over an impending or anticipated ill. A state of being anxious. So what do all three of these words cause? Uneasiness and unsettled soul and mind. They are feelings and thoughts that rob us of our peace and joy. And what are they an indicator of? They indicate the fact that we're not trusting God, especially with our future. I know that that's been my biggest struggle. I'm such a planner. I love to make to-do lists and just put things on paper and know, like, okay, I have to get this done and this done and this done. And next week there's going to be this, this, and this. And it's good to have plans. But if we just cling on to those tighter than we're surrendering to what God has for us, that's the danger. That's when we get into this place of not trusting Him and trusting that He's in control of our lives and knowing that He's taking care of everything. It's basically diminishing God. When I stopped to think about that, I was very shocked that it's actually telling God, by not trusting Him, we're telling Him that we think that we know better. So it's really important to know that He is the creator God. He is the great I am. And He's all knowing. He knows. He's not in our timeline. He's over all that. And He knows our story from beginning to end. He's the one who created us, right? So even in His word, He talks a lot about, He says, do not fear. Do not worry. Do not be anxious. In Matthew 6, He talks about this over and over again. He says, why do you worry about the clothes that you're going to wear? Can worrying add a single hour to your life? He says, don't worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? And then in verse 34, He says, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. So just in that chapter, in those verses, Jesus says, don't worry so many times. So when something repeats itself in the word, I believe that God is highlighting that to us because it's something important. He wants us to trust Him, right? That's where we find our peace and our joy, because worrying actually gives us so much more trouble, and it steals the joy of today. It steals the peace of today. So according to Merriam-Webster Dictionary, trust is assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something. So to trust God, it's to be anchored in Him. It's to know that His ways are higher and better, as Isaiah 55, 8 through 9 says. It's an act of surrender, of giving up the control, and knowing that He will do what He said and promised that He would do. Trusting God is letting go of your plans. It's abiding in Him. It's listening to His voice and allowing yourself to follow after the Creator and allow the author of our story to write the story with the assurance that He works all things together for good. He's been talking to me a lot about this, about letting go and just flowing and just abiding in Him. What does it mean to abide in Him? It means to be in constant conversation and union with Him. It doesn't have to be just like when you, the time that you have, the quiet time that you have sitting down and reading the word and praying. That's really important. And we should have a specific time in our day for that. But it's also when you're walking around, just talking to Him, being like, God, what do you want me to focus on right now? What should I be thinking about? And it's crazy because He does. He guides, He leads, He brings the right people, He puts the right books, the right videos, the right words, just at the right time to just bring us that peace. Isaiah 26:3 says, "You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you." So to break down that verse, if we trust in Him, He will keep us in perfect peace. He will keep our minds in perfect peace. And is there anything better than a peaceful mind? I can't think of anything. Because when we carry around that worry, that fear, that doubt, the anxiety, it just causes, it feels like we're in a storm. But when we allow Jesus to come in and say, "Peace, be still," all that heaviness lifts and we can just go about our lives and just do what He has called us to do, which is share that peace, share that joy with those around us. Anxiety, fear, worry, they're not things that we should carry. They are not part of God's purpose and intentions for us. So I hope that this podcast has helped you to even consider in your own life how to truly surrender and let go and just live a life of freedom. And I pray that as 1 Peter 5:7 says, that you'll be able to cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. And oh, how He cares for you. With Him, you can overcome anxiety. I hope this episode has been helpful to you and that as myself, that as you walk through this journey in life, you'll be able to walk in the peace and the joy and the fullness of God's presence. This is Amanda signing off. Until next time, ciao.